Hello, Camilos. We're back once again with another great interview. This time, David Lee Garza, of course, of his band, Los Musicales. And we're so grateful that he took time to speak to us a while back. And one thing has changed since then. When we did the interview, Ben Ozuna was his lead vocalist. And, of course, now it's Joaquin Cura. And a new album by David Lee just dropped. It's called Just Friends. Be sure to pick it up at your favorite record store. So let's go ahead and go with the interview. Thank you very much for listening. RanchoAlegreTexas.com. Hola amigos, aquí estamos otra vez, Rancho Alegre Radio, and we are here with another Tejano legend. This man is known for bringing out some of the, introducing us to some of the hottest artists today, and he continues that tradition. David Lee Garza, of course, with his band Los Musicales. David Lee, muchas gracias to meet with us. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you so much. Thank you for the invite. It's I hear it's a nice project you have.
It's our pleasure, and we're continuing to show the history para los que vienen.
That's great.
And okay, let's start out the questions, the standards that we usually start with. ¿Cuándo naciste, David? You don't have to say the year, but you know, it must matter when were you born.
February the 15th.
Okay.
57.
Okay.
Not a shame.
¿Y tus padres cómo se llamaban?
My dad se llamaba Antonio E. Garza, and my mom Barbara E. Garza.
Where did they come from? Eran rancheros, businessmen,
No, my dad was just, my grandpa is from Tilden, Texas. He was born and raised around the Tilden, Texas area, out in the country, and then they moved into the bigger town of Pleasanton.
Oh, okay.
And then when my mom and my dad met and they got married, they moved to Poteet.
Since you mentioned your grandfather, what was his name?
My grandfather se llamaba Adán Garza.
And your grandma?
And my grandma Teresa Garza.
You're married, ¿verdad?
No.
No, you're not married?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Children?
I've got three boys.
Are they all in the band?
No. They're actually, I never pushed them to be musicians or anything like that. But they like music and all, and they like our music. But they weren't interested in following this. You know, they see what we do and who we are, you know, but they don't go around telling anybody, you know.
Gotcha.
Just give them their name and that's it.
Okay.
Except the oldest one said, "I'm a David Lee Jr." So he throws his name everywhere.
Okay. Your parents, and you were born in Poteet?
I was born in Jordan, Texas, about 8 miles south of Poteet, because Poteet didn't have a hospital.
Oh,
so they went to the closest town. It was Jordan, Texas.
Orale. And you mentioned your grandfather and your parents' stuff. Any of them musicians? Anybody else?
My grandfather's brother, se llamaba Adolfo Garza.
Uh-huh.
He was blind since a very early age.
Wow.
And by an accident, ¿verdad? And he played the guitar, and he taught my dad how to play the guitar. And my dad picked up the bajo sexto and taught himself how to play the accordion también.
Oh, wow. And you play the accordion, of course.
I try.
Any other instruments you've dabbled with?
I like the bass guitar.
Do you?
I mean, I started playing drums, and then it got to a point that I said, you know what, this is boring. Give me more of a challenge. And my dad said, you want a challenge? Yeah, because he was always looking for an accordion player. He had his own band, Tony Garza y su conjunto.
Oh, wow, okay.
So he said, you want more of a challenge here? Let me show you one polka on the accordion, and you take it from there. And I said, okay. So he taught me one polka, and then from there on, I had to learn on my own.
Wow. Y también, you play the Gabinelli. That's what I see you a lot of times play.
Right.
Pero también you dabble with the Hohner.
Yes. The Hohner, the first accordion I had was a Hohner. I had two different Hohners. And they were just different colors, same key and everything.
Oh, okay.
But Hohners was what I started on, and then I graduated to Gabinelli, and I even bought a Santa Marcella because it was a blue, real nice blue color.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I'm back to Gabinelli, and that's what I've been playing since.
So you've never, I mean, you just, whatever comes out, you can adapt, más o menos, right?
Yeah, I actually, they gave me a Beltrami accordion, you know. And they're from Italy también. And a friend of mine from Dallas approached me and said, have you ever tried these accordions? I said, no. So he let me take one on the road. And then he said, you know, I showed my the main boss in Italy. And he says, ask him what color he wants. I'll make him an original customized accordion.
Guess
so
what?
I like green, so I told him I want a green one. So he made me a green accordion. But other than that, they're all Gabinelli's, the rest.
That's great. And you mentioned you played, you played with any other bands, you know, since you mentioned that?
When we first started, my dad and myself, we put a band together. Well, we would just go and sit in with these friends, and they would be playing these very small venues, outdoor venues.
Uh-huh.
And we'd just go in there, and they would let us get up there and jam with their bands. And it got to a point then where my dad said, you know what, we need to start our own band. Or, let's start our own band, you know.
Right.
So we started David Lee Garza y Su Conjunto.
Su Conjunto, interesting. And that was my next question. Was it always Los Musicales, or was there, I believe there was a Los Alegres?
Well, on one of the CDs, on one of the albums, uh-huh. they named it Los Alegres Musicales. The producer went ahead and he put on there, you know, but we were never called Los Alegres Musicales.
I got you.
You know?
Okay.
It was just a name for a CD, I guess.
Orale. And so when did you officially start, you know, your band?
Well, 1968, on a Christmas night, was the first gig we had in Poteet, Texas. The place was called the Crystal Club. The late Delmiro Garcia used to make dances there. He was a real big-time promoter.
Right.
And he started there in Poteet, and then he'd come and make these super dances in San Antonio. That was our very first gig, 1968. And from there on, you know, it was David Lee Garza y Su Conjunto till the band grew a little bit more, and we added Oscar on the sax and keyboards and an electric guitar besides my dad. And we went to record in Corpus, and they said, okay, you need a name. What name can you make or give yourselves, you know? And my brother Adam, the drummer, he says, well, David Lee Garza y Su Grupo Musical, since we grew a little bit more than a conjunto, we're the Grupo
right.
Musical. And my brother said, well, let's just add ES to Musical, and we'll become Los Musicales. That's how that name came up.
And you know, this question, you know, me being a big fan of yours, is always, they always ask me, and I really don't know. How did you hook up with Emilio? You know, how did you?
Well, Ram was the first vocalist I had.
Oh, was it Ram? Okay.
Ram Herrera. And after 3 years, he decided to go on his own. And I said, okay, what are we going to do? Are we just going to give up?
Right.
Or what? Or keep on going? And I always remember that El Conjunto Bernal always had different singers. You know, they stayed with one singer. And then after a while, you know, they had another one and another one. I said, you know, if they can do that, maybe we can do that too.
Right.
And we're very blessed, you know, to find these other vocalists, you know, that have come through the band. And it's a learning experience for them as well as for us.
So, and then followed Emilio.
Yeah, and then Emilio came in the band right after Ram. He came knocking at my door, and Ram had just left. It's a funny story because he came ringing my doorbell and says, hey, my name is Emilio, and Ram sent me over here. He said you needed a vocalist. And I told him, you tell Ram that don't worry about it. I'll go find somebody. Well, you know, he was persistent. You know, he came back a week later, and we were having tryouts in Poteet. And there he comes again, knocking on the door. And I told the guys, let's let this guy sing, because he says that he used to sing in the choir with Emilio, with a Ram. So let's let this guy sing. And he got up there and started singing. And started, he sounded just like Ram. And everybody looked at each other and said, okay, let's run with this guy. So that's how Emilio came on the band.
That is great. We're getting a great history lesson here. Because a lot of people believe that Emilio was first. I mean, believe it or not, a lot of people, you know, younger people that weren't around that time. So we just broke through that myth. Let's go to take a break. And, of course, you know how we do it here. We play all of the music of the artists that we're, you know, talking to. So let's take it away with some classics here on Rancho Alegre Radio.
Ay, amigo, vengo a aconsejarte y no digas que es un mal que te hago. No haces lucha ninguna y tan solo vas viviendo tu vida de briago. Nada bueno hay ahí en las cantinas, no te expongas a los insabores. Hoy tan solo malgastas tu plata, más te esperan desgracias mayores. dicen que los vicios son para los hombres. El vicioso no es hombre ni es nada, pobre diablo sin honra y sin nombre, que no besa a esa madre que llora, a esa esposa, a esos hijos tan tiernos. No los mates, no seas asesino, no conviertas tu hogar en infierno. Vuelve a ser lo que fuiste otro tiempo, el buen hijo, el amigo sincero. Aún es tiempo que tú te levantes y abandones ese mal sendero. No es que quiera meterme en tu vida, si he venido a ofrecerte un consejo, es que quiero que seas respetado, si Dios quiere que llegues a viejo. Más uy.
We'll be right back. bastante. He llorado en silencio. Ahora soy un errante de tu eterno desprecio. Todavía no me muero para dejar de adorarte. Cada día más te
amigos, Rancho Later Radio. We're back with David Lee Garza himself, El Mero Musical. And so Emilio took the reins, you know, after Ram. And then who was after that?
Okay, after Ram, it was
Oscar?
Oscar G. No, after Emilio was Oscar G.
And how did that happen?
Well, Emilio left the band, you know, after Emilio was with us a good 7 years, I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah, we recorded 7 albums with him. And when he left, well, I had to look for somebody else.
Right,
and,
right.
And Oscar G happened to be at a Desperados Club here in San Antonio. And we were trying this other guy out at the time. And during the break, he approached me and said, hey, y'all looking for a vocalist? I said, well, yeah, you know, we're trying this guy out. But, you know, if it doesn't work, we're looking for somebody else. He said, well, my name's Oscar G, and I used to sing with The Force. And, well, I sing with The Force in the Valley, you know, but we're just doing the club scene right now.
Right.
He said, I'd really like to just branch out a little bit more. I said, well, we had a gig the following day. I said, well, let me give you a list of songs and I'll put a CD together or something. And you can listen to them on the way to the gig in Houston. And if you want, try out. He said, okay, I'll do that. So it was just a dry run there with Oscar G. And then we liked what we heard, you know. And,
right.
And he was a game you know, determined to make it on his own also. So.
Right, right.
So we just gave him the opportunity to sing along with us for a while.
So at this point, were you realizing that was your niche, since a lot of the guys that you started, you know, they took off after, you know, they went on their own? I mean, did you understand that that was probably the way it was going to be in the future?
In a way I did, you know, but what was funny that they would never give us credit, you know, for starting them, you know.
Is that
they
right?
Go on their own and I'm not going to say no names.
Right, right, of course.
And they know who they are.
Right, right.
But some of these guys would say, well, if it wasn't for us, you know, David Lee wouldn't be where he was.
Wow.
Well, so I said, no, it's okay. It's okay. Let him talk. And after a while, they did come back and say, can I sing with you? Or, you know,
Can
we do a tour together or something? So, nah, it was okay. Yeah.
I will say, for the record, Marcos gave you a bunch of credit on the interview with him.
Marcos is a great singer.
He
man.
Is a great,
great
is
singer,
a,
great person.
Yeah, yeah humble, yeah, humble yeah. As could be.
He wrote a lot of songs. You know, he started with us, and he hadn't written not one song. And then I told him, "Don't you write any songs?" He says, "I have a whole book full of them." I said, "What?" So he started showing us some songs, and we're very blessed, man. And he's very, very talented songwriter. That he gave us a lot of songs.
Right, right. And a lot of classics, man. You know, great, great songs. And Jay, you know, how did Jay come along?
Jay came right after Oscar G. He was singing with Latin Breed, and we had approached him before, right after Emilio left. And he said, "No, man, I wish I could, you know, but the Latin Breed we just recorded this album, man, this Breaking the Rules album, and it's gonna take off and this and that." I said, "Oh, okay, all right, so much for that," as we said. And Oscar G came in. And. And then after 2 years with Oscar G, Jay comes knocking again, knocking for the, you know, after 2 years, right. And says, "Hey, yeah, man, I'd like to be your singer." I said, "Why?" He says, "Well, we're not really doing anything over here with the Breed, you know, we're just doing the club scene,
right?
And I want to go out." He said, and we knew what he sounded like already, you know.
Right.
And we said, "Okay, we'll give you a chance." Well, I kind of let Oscar G go, and Jay came in the band.
Orale. And, of course, we already spoke about Marcos. Joey Martinez is the only one that lasted one album with you guys.
Yeah, because Marcos was there so long, 7 years, and then to replace somebody, you know, after 7 years like that, too, like just like Emilio.
Right.
I found Joey Martinez, and we listened to him, and he had a smooth voice, nice smooth voice. But we were pressed for time, and we needed to record. We recorded the CD, and he did a great job. But it was just not, you know, what we were looking for.
Right, right.
So from there on, we started looking again.
Yeah, how hard was it to try to replace Marcos? I mean, he has, I've always said he has that voice.
Very unique voice.
Unique, yes, that's exactly right.
At first, when he came in the band, a lot of our fans said, I don't know about that guy.
Right.
He's too soft. That voice is too soft. We're used to the Jay Perez real strong voice, and then you bring this guy on. And I said, no, it's just a matter of time. You need to just listen to him for a while.
Did you get the, because this is what I got from fans. They were like, he's too Mexicano. You know, he sounds more, you know, it doesn't fit. And I was like, give it a chance, man.
Yeah, give it a chance. Listen to it, yeah. And then, and because of him, you know, we worked a lot in Mexico.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we were afraid to go. I was afraid to go to Mexico. I'd be the first one to tell you. Right. I don't think I want to go to Mexico. But then Marcos insisted, you know, hey, come on, we need to go over there, and, you know, so we can expand and sell more records. And that's what the record company would always tell us, Capitol Records, y'all need to go to Mexico. And I didn't want to. I was holding his back. But then Marcos, like I said, Marcos came in and he said, come on, we need to go. And I said, okay, you're a Mexican. I think we can get along over there, you know, because we're Mexican-Americans. I know we talk Spanish, but the correct Spanish is kind of is different.
Oh, yeah. And then here comes Markel.
Markel. Yeah, Markel, we tried him out. We'd heard him with Jay Perez as a backup singer. And we tried him out one day, and I like what I heard, you know, and the guy said, yeah, this guy's cool. And he lasted 8 years with us.
That's right.
If you don't believe
it.
8 years with us. You know, he never complained or anything. But I think it just got to the point. He said, you know what, we're not doing much. You know, we're just spinning our wheels, playing at the same places. So I'm going to go do something else. He wanted to do his R&B, and I think that's what he's doing. And I've seen him on stage with Jay Perez also here lately.
And currently you have Ben Ozuna.
Ben Ozuna, I posted everywhere on the internet, on Download Journal and on Facebook. We posted everywhere that I was looking for a singer. But we didn't have time to sit there and listen to 50 singers. You know, 50 vocalists, you know. So I said, send your CD and a picture and send everything in, you know. So I listened to everybody, and I take it on the bus with us, and I'll tell the guys, listen to this guy. And, you know, someone, he's all right, or next, you know. and I told him about Ben. I said, look, listen to this guy, you know, he's different. He doesn't sound like Emilio Ram or Jay or anybody. And so we gave him a chance and opportunity to rehearse with us live. And he did good, you know, so he's been with us 2 years already.
Great. And you also worked here and there with the likes of AJ Castillo, Little Joe, Jimmy Gonzalez. How did you like working with others?
I like it a lot, because it's a challenge and it's something different. You know, my band, we've been together since 1968, myself and my two brothers.
Right.
And as Los Musicales, when we first started recording in 1978, we've been together, and when you go play with somebody else, another band, you know, it's a different feel, and it's a learning thing, because everybody plays so different. I'm used to my brothers, of course.
Right.
I'm used to my brothers, but when I go play with these other cats that have been around, it makes it interesting.
And what about, there's an album that, of course, has been discontinued by the big record companies. You did one with Johnny Rodriguez. I always say that should have been a David Lee Garza with Johnny Rodriguez on vocals. I mean, because your accordion, you can't mistake it. You know, it's you.
Bob Gallarza invited me to record with him. That was a Bob Gallarza project.
You know? Oh, okay.
And he said that they needed accordion. And I said, well, you have Joel Guzman there. Why do you want me? He said, no, we want you to do some songs. And can you bring some songs that Johnny can do, you know? And it didn't take long to make that album, you know. They started recording 1 week, and then the following week I took my band and we recorded, I believe, two complete tracks with my band.
Right.
And I played accordion on some other tracks with the band that Bob Gallarza put together.
Okay. And what's the process of finding a new singer? I mean, I know you explained a little bit of how you've done it, but when you think, okay, here we go, another singer, you know, what goes through your mind? Do you want someone that sings like the last guy, or are you just looking to do...
I'm looking for somebody new.
New?
Yeah, new, yeah. I mean, we just stroke of luck that Emilio came right in after Ram,
right.
And Emilio sounded so much like Ram. But after that, I said, no, you know, and I always get these guys coming up to me and telling me, hey, I want to be your next singer, man. I can sing just like Jay. And I tell them, well, if I wanted that, I'd just call Jay, you know. I want to hear what you have.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be kind of original, and we'll mold our music around you.
And also, here was something I heard a while back. Eddie Gonzalez was being considered to join the band. Is there any truth to that?
Eddie is a good friend and all, and he's always had his band, and he never actually called to try out or anything. I mean, I know what he can do,
right?
And but Eddie sounds good with his band,
right? Right.
You know, I don't know that he would sound if he would sound good with our band. I'm not sure, you know. But he's doing good. Good on his own.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, let's go ahead and take another break here with David Ligarza on Rancho Later Radio.
Quien me nace en la vida tiene siempre la felicidad. Pero si alguien nos deja una herida, aunque tarde tendrán que pagar. Como tú has dejado en mi pecho amargura en el corazón, ya verás, pagarás tu desprecio y tendrás que pagar tu traición. Ya verás, ya verás, ya verás, por ser mala conmigo sufrirás. Ya verás, ya vendrá quien te dé tu castigo. De mi ser, pero tú, por tener aventura, hoy te vas a buscar el placer. Ya verás, ya verás, ya verás, por ser mala conmigo, sufrirás. Ya verás, ya vendrá quien te dé tu castigo. Tristeza tan grande dejaste en mi alma al jurar. Oh,
course, we're back with David Lee Garza, the legend David Lee Garza. And David, reunion shows. It seems like, you know, these reunion shows that you're doing are super hot. Y'all look like you're having a good time. You know, some of your, not all of them do them, but, you know, most of them do. You know, especially the live one. You did two live albums with them. You know, how did those come about?
Well, we were thinking of doing a live album, a live DVD.
Oh, okay.
At the time, and we contacted the guys. The only one, the Jay Perez, couldn't be there because he had a prior engagement. You know,
right.
He said, "Man, I wanted to be there because all the rest of those guys were there." And so he was the only one that wasn't on the live CDs. But I know when we asked them, they said, "Yeah, we're more than happy to do it." They came in and did like 20 minutes each, and then we didn't pick, you know, the songs. We'll put this one together and this one and this one. So.
And we saw a while back also that Chente Barrera stood in as a lead vocalist for, you know, some live shows.
Now, right, yeah, yeah. Right before Ben, when I was looking for a vocalist, I said, well, who can I call that knows all our songs?
Right.
The whole category is Chente Barrera. So Chente came in, and he helped us about almost 2 months, you know, by the time I decided to take Ben on the road. And Ben went with us a couple of weekends when Chente was singing, and then I'd get him up there, you know, just to give him a little taste. Because honestly, I think Ben had sang in Midland, Odessa area with mariachis and with some local bands. He would just go to a party and get up there and sing.
Right.
But he had never actually sang with a full time band. You know,
right,
like
right.
What we do, you know, just part time bands. So. Chente did a great job for us for about a month and a half, almost 2 months. And then that's when I told him, I think Ben's ready. And he didn't want to leave. You know, Chente has always wanted to be a vocalist for us from the Musicales because his dad was our vocalist when it was David Lee Garza y su Conjunto. I mean, I'm talking 1966, 67.
And what was his name?
Roberto Barrera.
Fíjate.
El Pato, le dijeron El Pato.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
And let's see. How long does it take a new vocalist to learn? I mean, hopefully they're fans, so it ain't right. That hard for them, pero
that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Ben came in, he said, "Man, I'm a big fan, and I don't know all your songs, but I've heard them all." So I gave him a list of like 40 songs, you know. I said, "Learn this one and this one," and he would write them down, and, you know, he's still learning. There's some, you know, there's so many albums that we recorded,
right,
that some people come and say, "Can you do El Ojo de Vidrio?" I said, "You know what, this guy doesn't know it just yet, but I'll bring it up, and maybe he can learn it the next time we come back, you know. Maybe we'll play that song."
And let's see, alive or passed on, this is a fantasy question that I'm gonna throw at you.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, the person doesn't have to be famous, or it could be famous. Who would you have liked to have been a lead singer of the Musicales, but it just wasn't in the stars?
David Mares.
David Mares, really?
Yeah, Mares, a great singer.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I've done lots of records with him. You know, I've put the accordion on a number of songs with him. And I still like the way he sings, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great singer. But, you know, it's like I say, you know, they have their own careers.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
It's like definitely. Chente has six or seven or eight albums under his belt.
Right.
So I talked to him, you know, and I told him, "You know what? You're Chente Barrera already, man."
Right.
You know,
right.
You're gonna, David Lee Garza los Musicales and Chente Barrera, or anybody else, you know.
Exactly.
And so he finally understood, you know, where I was coming from, you know.
Right.
And
right.
He's my godson, you know. I said, you know, any time we need his help, you know, all I got to do is pick up the phone and call him. "Hey, can you help me this week, either on drums or singing or something?"
Right.
And he's there.
Oh,
he's always there.
And have you ever considered a female singer?
I've been asked that, you know. I have trouble enough with these guy singers. When I was married, it was out of the question, but now that I'm not married, I don't know. I mean, it'd be kind of hard for,
it's tough for the guys,
female, yeah,
club,
yeah, and for a female to learn. It's not tough for them to learn our songs,
right,
but we'd have to do a lot of adjusting and changing keys and
understood.
This and that, I would say, you know. But I'm not going to say never, but,
right,
or ever, but
another,
maybe someday.
Another fantasy question. If you could, you know, like same question, who would you ask?
Well,
if they weren't as known, you know, and famous, you know, and stuff like that.
Well, I would have asked the late, great Laura Canales.
Definitely.
She sang from
definitely.
The heart. She sang from the heart, man. And that's the female that pops into my mind.
Orale. And you talked about, you know, how hard it is to manage all these guys. How hard is it to be on the road, man? You know, because you got people that their feet stink or they snore and you're sleeping in the bus or in the hotel rooms. You know, right. How hard is that?
It's not too hard. You know, we've gotten old. When we were younger, maybe, you know, we'd mess around a lot, you know. But now we're so old that we just finish a gig and get in the bus and go crash out. Everybody goes to their bunk because they have something to do the next day. But when we're in the younger days, we'd stay up and we wouldn't be rowdy, but we'd have the TV going on full blast and we'd be drinking our beers and everything. But now it's just like we're getting old and take out the Geritol and the Bengay, rub down and go to sleep.
And one more person I wanted to ask is how'd you hook up with Juan P. Moreno?
Juan P. Moreno came to us. He had left the Los Chamacos.
Oh, okay.
And my dad, you know, my dad said, you know what, son, we need to look for a bajo player because I'm getting old and all that noise is just, it's too much for me.
Right.
And I said, okay. And it just happened that Juan Moreno came to one of our dances and I told him, you know what, we're looking for somebody to replace my dad. You know, my dad's still here. He'll manage the band and everything. But
right.
And he said, I'm ready. So he came in the band, but because of legal things with Freddie Records and the Chamacos, you know,
right.
We couldn't feature him on an album or put his picture on an album. So after that, I mean, he's played with us a good, maybe even a year that he was on the road with us. But then after, you know, when he saw that nothing was going to become of it, you know, we couldn't put his picture on because we were afraid to get a lawsuit from somebody. He's decided to go on his own.
Okay. And a question, kind of backtracking a little bit. The original band, who was? Do you remember the original band members when you started?
Los Musicales, or
yes, Los Musicales.
Los Musicales, the originals. When we first started recording in 1978, was myself, my brother Adam on drums, Richard on bass, Oscar on saxophone, Henry Esquivel on guitar, Ram Herrera on the vocals. And my dad on the bajo sexto.
Wow. So it's pretty much a family thing.
Yeah, way. It's pretty much. It's my two brothers and my cousin Oscar.
And Billy O'Rourke, the country, El Güero, the
el
country
güero.
Guy.
How gringo, did he, El Gringo.
Yeah, El Gringo. How did he get into the
He came to one of our performances, and Jay Perez was always was singing with us at the time. And we did a show in Rosedale. And I think he saw, we had a guitar player, Armando Hinojosa. Mm-hmm. But Armando Hinojosa, Armando de la Garza. Mm-hmm. And he saw that we'd do country, but the guitar player wouldn't do too much lead. So he gave me a card and said, you know, that he played guitar and he did lead parts. And,
right.
And he played a little bit of keyboards. And on that card, if I could find it today, I would show him. He says, I will work for peanuts. He put on there, I will work for peanuts. And I said, Billy, you gave me that card. And he said, no, I didn't. Dave, you're dreaming. I said, no, I'm not dreaming. You gave me that card. I don't know whatever happened to it. But he came on and we tried him out. We tried him out on guitar, you know, so like that we do, because Jay Pitt is a great singer. He does everything. He can do country as
right.
well as Tejano.
Right.
So I said, okay, let's add this guitar player here and do some more country stuff.
And what about current band? Who's what's the
current
chain?
Band?
The current band.
It's still myself, barely hanging on there, hanging in there. My brother Adam on drums, my brother Richard on guitar, on a bass, my cousin Oscar on sax, guitar player right here from San Antonio. His name is John Cruz. On keyboards, Mr. Danny Fernandez. He's also here, originally from Chicago, Abilene, and then over here in San Antonio right now.
Wow.
And Ben Ozuna.
Okay.
And Billy.
And Billy, of course.
And Billy. El Gringo.
All right, let's go and take another break. We're here with David Lee Garza. We'll be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Thank you so much for coming out. Welcome to the biggest little reunion in Texas. For over 30 years, this guy has entertained you. This guy is never going to go away. As long as Tejano is on the radio, as long as Tejano is in your stereo, you will hear a David Lee Garza. It's the Ponte Posse. Welcome to the stage. How y'all doing, folks? Everybody feeling all right tonight? Woo, yeah!
Cuando me vaya de aquí,
¡ acordar de lo pasado y volvernos a querer. ¡Esa! Cuando oigo silbar el tren, llegando ya a la estación, ¿qué dices, Prieta, nos vamos o me das tu corazón? Pídele a Dios que pronto vuelva para volverlos a ver. No recordar de lo pasado y volvernos a querer.
I'll bring up David over here. Vamos a seguir adelante con la música, música del pasado. Esto dice Tubo de Roca. ¿La conoces?
Quiero probar de cabeza arete, esos labios, qué sabor tendrá. Quiero con un beso tus ojos cerrar, y con ese beso sientas hasta donde yo te puedo llevar. Déjame probar tu boca roja, tan solo un beso, solo eso, después ya tú dirás. Déjame probar a tu mirar.
¡Míralo, compadre! ¡Ahí viene el ojo de vino! Voy a cantar el corrido del salteador de camino, que se llamaba Porfirio, llamaba de ojo de vidrio. Lo tuerto no le importaba, él no fallaba en el tiro. Se disfrazaba de arriero para saltar los poblados, burlándose del gobierno, mataba a muchos soldados, dejaba pueblos enteros llenos de puros colgados. Ahí viene el ojo de vidrio, gritaba el pueblo asustado. Todos lados, nomás flanqueaba los cerros de puros encalzonados. ¡Sí, señor!
pensando en su amor. Tanto la quiero que salgo a la calle sonámbulo. Tanto la quiero que ya la razón me falló. Yo tengo un amor que llora por mí y lloro por él. La vida me dio, la vida le di, qué lindo es querer. Tengo un amor que me quiere por todo su corazón. Y yo por ella me muero pensando en
quemarme a fuego lento y sentir entre mis venas un millón de primaveras que me incitan al besar. El roce de tu fina espalda, un beso entre tu boca encanta, la suave catarata de tu pelo entre la almohada antes de huirnos en amor. Por Dios, mi amor, me bastas tú para alcanzar el cielo azul. Con tanto amor entre las sábanas se va el dolor, no existen lágrimas. Por Dios, mi amor, me bastas tú y nadie más, tan solo para desamanecer mis ansias. Me bastas tú, mi amor, y nadie más. Me basta respirar aliento para quemarme a fuego lento y sentir entre mis venas un millón de primaveras que me incitan al besar. El roce de tu fina espalda, un beso entre tu boca encanta, la suave catarata de tu pelo entre la almohada antes de unirnos en amor. Por Dios, mi amor, me bastas tú para alcanzar el cielo azul. Con tanto amor entre las sábanas se va el dolor, no existen lágrimas. Por Dios, mi amor, me bastas tú y nadie más, tan solo para desamanecer mis ansias. Me bastas tú, mi amor, y nadie más. Por Dios, mi amor, me bastas tú más, tan solo tú, para desamanecer mis ansias. Me bastas tú, mi amor, y nadie más. Me bastas tú, mi amor, y nadie más.
Hacerte feliz, amor, amor, entrégame tu cariño, que yo sabré agradecerte, amor, amor, lo mucho que me has querido. Y voy a hacerte feliz, amor, amor, entrégame tu cariño, que yo sabré agradecerte, amor, amor, lo mucho que me has querido. Hacerte feliz, amor, amor, entrégame tu cariño, que yo sabré agradecerte, amor, amor, lo mucho que me has querido. Y voy a hacerte feliz, amor, amor, entrégame tu cariño, que yo sabré agradecerte, amor, amor, lo mucho que me has querido. Después de vagar por el mundo,
saber que te has ido. Es inútil que quieras buscar otro amor como el mío, porque soy y seré sin igual el que más te ha querido. Es invano que quiera olvidar, no más que lo he vivido. que yo soy el que más te ha querido. Si el destino nos vuelve a juntar, te prometo bien mi ya, que mi vida te voy a entregar como tanto lo ansía.
Okay, that was the first part of the David Lee Garza interview, a little trip through memory lane with all of the singers, past and next segment we'll have, you know, some of the current songs, and hope you're enjoying the interview, and thank you for listening to Rancho Alegre Radio, and hope you're enjoying the interview. Thank you.